The governor of Nevada will be releasing a video to announce easing of restrictions in the state to include new guidelines for reopening casinos in Las Vegas and Reno. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Lori Nelson Kraft. She is Senior Vice President of Communications and Government Affairs for the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority. Thanks for joining with us. So what are you anticipating in terms of timing at this point?
Hi, Jeff. Well, we, just like all of you, have anxiously been patient and following the guidelines, putting health and safety first, but it's our understanding the governor tonight will be announcing moving Nevada from phase one into phase two, and within that, gaming and our resort community will be able to have a slow, gradual opening beginning June 4th, according to what we understand the governor is going to be saying today.
Is it your expectation that on June 4th, if in fact he makes that announcement tonight, that there will be casinos opening in Las Vegas?
You will see it, and I will tell you that our casino operators, the owners and executives, no one is more innovative and thoughtful than these leaders. And from the moment the pandemic hit, they took a step back and said, what is it going to take to restore public confidence, safety and health protocols, and what can we do to ensure that we meet or exceed those expectations so that when the time is right, we can reopen? And that's what everyone's been doing. And thanks to some guidance from our county leaders and state leaders and our federal leaders, our regulatory body, the Gaming Control Board, has taken an active role in some guidelines. But even before that, our major gaming corporations stepped up and issued out very thoughtful, detailed plans with huge investment for their employees and for guests as well.
I'm trying to imagine some of the logistics. I mean, people standing around a craps table or slot machines or a game of poker. This is going to take some innovation to make it all work, is it not?
That's a really good point, Jeff. Innovation and doing it right are all going to be combined to keep the unexciting Vegas experience everyone loves, but it is going to look different. You're going to see a reduced amount of people at table games. You'll see some innovation in plexiglass that's being utilized. Slot machines will be every other machine. The restaurants that open will be at reduced capacities and no large groups. And we're going to ease into this and do it right. We've been very responsible since day one and following the governor's guidelines. And it's going to take a whole lot for us to pull this off. And we're asking our visitors when they return to honor and be respectful of their fellow guests next to them. But no large groups yet. You're not seeing the return of large entertainment venues or sporting events similar to around the country. But there are going to be some of the staples that you love, and it's going to be a little more of an intimate experience. But pools are slowly going to reopen, the hotel rooms with updated standards. I got to tell you, everyone here has been working so hard and is so committed to making this the right reopening come June 4th.
Thank you so much for talking to us. That's Lori Nelson Kraft. She's with the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority.